That music, folks. Just starts out the day right, doesn't it? Well, welcome once again to the TNT Hour. We're going to have a good show for you today. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Well, you know, I'm spending a lot of time reading the news lately. I don't know about you guys, but I have been, only because it's very, very nutty out there. It just seems to be getting nuttier and nuttier. I mean, you gotta believe that these guys have some grand design. The criminal class that wants to rule us. You gotta realize that they got some ultimate criminal design going, because, I mean, they're just going nuts with trying to instigate more war, trying to keep the populace ignorant of what the money movements and the strange weather patterns, and really they're not telling people anything about anything. You can't expect the truth from any of those sons of guns anymore. And I was telling somebody, you know what's interesting about that is that when you lie, when you become a liar and you lie every day to everyone you meet, eventually you are the liar. So these politicians that continually lie, they think that they don't have to tell you anything. They think they might be doing it for your best interest. They think that somehow keeping you from the grand design is going to be beneficial. There are wackos out there that believe that. Well, to those wackos, when you lie constantly to somebody to save their life, eventually, it's like the words that you say are extremely powerful. It's the next step towards manifesting your playground with action. It's taking the conscious thought and putting it into word. And I got to tell you, when you start gumming something, it's a physical thing. And when you take the thought into the word, it's physical. That's the first physical entry point, kind of. In this, the way I look at it, before you get to the action stage, real action. But again, it is an action thing. And so, when you use poor language, or you continually put things down, or say negative things, you manifest that in your lifetime. It's interesting to note, the people that really have kind of karmic days, those are the people that are constantly saying, gee, my life sucks, or, oh, you know, they have a bad attitude. Bad attitude and unhealthy perceptions. But those people that do that, not only do they have bad situations because of it, but these people that lie to you constantly, even with good intent, those lies create a liar. And they don't know better at that point. You can't expect them to tell the truth. These people have lied for so long and have been blackmailed and bribed, and they've been, compromising. They've been compromising themselves to such an extent that they must somehow lose themselves. Their higher sense, their feeling of consciousness and heart and compassion. Really, folks, they lose themselves completely. They lose their free will. They lose their choices. They lose who they are. And it all starts often enough with the words that they use. So it's important. I wanted to go into that because, interestingly enough, I get a few calls every now and again by people that continuously have similar days. Days are usually, oh, they're okay. And when you ask them, how are you doing? You know the first response they'll say, oh, okay. I'm doing okay. Or, I don't answer that. they can choose a multiple of words and string them together, but usually they have a pretty negative connotation. And then you just want to shake them a little bit and say, you know, if your attitude would change, maybe the perceptions around you might. Believe it or not, you do create the physical form around you, along with others, but that physical form is really manifested a little later than what you're thinking, but it's mixed with a hodgepodge of other people's thoughts. But directly in relation to your localized and focalized conscious unit, you really do choose the form and the physical form objects that are around you. So those come into what you accept or what you will surround yourself with, and in other words, you create it. It's yours. You went there, it's the form you have around you, the physicalness, and you created it. Maybe you had the help of another piece of you down the road, but that's what you wanted, that's what you got. And what I'm trying to say here is if somebody is looking at the same object as I am, or you are, and we're all seeing really the same physical thing we think we are, here's the rip. You think you are. But how can I or you or somebody else be seeing exactly the same thing, the physicalness of it, when maybe their vibratory rates have changed? Maybe their vision has slightly changed because the whole body's moving at a different rate, and maybe that perception or that the physical sight of it can increase. They can actually see greater values of what they couldn't see before. So a guy over here to your right and a guy over to your left are looking at the same thing. You all have a different perception of it. But is it different physically for each one of you? I think it is. Remember that old scientist, he was some kind of physicist or Nobel Prize winner. He basically said that what you change the very nature of what you focus on. The atomic structure is what he's talking about. And if I'm looking at a structure and you're looking at a structure, we're both changing it, but it is in the eye of the perceiver, then somehow both perceptions are true, but it's different physically for you and for me. Maybe not what we can measure readily yet, but I believe most certainly. So again, it comes back to the power of the words and putting those words into action. Really moving the whole thing on the same path. You know, the mind, the conscious thought, that energy, that word, the deed. You know, nothing really gets mixed up when you do that. Your butt's not going one way and your mind the other. So that focused intent and the way you perceive things, your attitude, the words you use, it will reflect itself in your day. And I'll tell you, with these new energies coming in, it's a powerful way to change your day. Tomorrow you could try it, and in a few days you'll find that things just changing around you. Try it. Can't hurt. Keep up a positive attitude and try to perceive things with a positive attitude. And it'll be amazing what that'll bring to you. I, 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 I can tell you that is a fact. It'll be amazing what it brings to you. This is the TNT News Hour. I realize that I'm just rambling on and on here, but I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back. Stick around.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, we got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Hi, this is Mark O'May. I'm really happy you're enjoying BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
All right, folks. You know, if you want to give us a call here at the studio, you guys know the numbers, I hope, by now. But in case you don't, and you're tuning in to someone else's website, or you're on a flash button somewhere across the world, and you just clicked it, and you really don't know what's going on, well, before I fill you in, I'm going to give you some numbers. The numbers are 888. Oh, that's the Canadian number. You know, I can't remember much more than the 888, but I will give you the 877. 877-876-5227. There is a Canadian number that does work, but I don't remember it, and I don't get on the radio enough to giving it out to remember. So you can go to the website, www.bbsradio.com. It is there. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you have a mind to give us a call, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you and put you on the air. And if you got any tidbits of news you want to spoo, we'd be happy to let you. You know, it is a fabulous day at BBS Radio, folks. You know, we're chugging along, coming into the second quarter now, and we're really excited. We have a lot of new, wonderful hosts that have been showing up. We have hosts, we've opened up our schedule to 8 a.m. now. We're slotting in a few more hosts. We hope to actually, between you and us, we hope to start the schedule at 6 a.m. and be running till about 2 a.m. and have a four-hour break. That's it. And eventually moving that to 24 hours. Now, that's going to happen this year pretty rapidly. And we're also going to be opening up two more stations this year. These stations will be in Miami or New York, and the other one will be in Washington State. It's going to depend, either there or San Francisco. And we're looking at both places. So things are hopping a bit. Management out in L.A. is going a little crazy. They're having a lot more fun than they should. And everybody seems to be doing their job with no headaches or hiccups. So it's amazing, you know. I mean, what a year. I'd like to thank Marcia. If anybody out there has listened to Peaceful Planet with Marcia McMahon, you know, I love this lady. Here's a lady that constantly thinks of the little things. The little things, you know, it's sending you the letters, remembering your birthdays, remembering to send you nice emails, always a nice kind word, a box of chocolates, and she does it not because of who we are in, but because of, you know, maybe my father passed or mother passed or was some nice thing, but always those little things. Marcia, I love you. You're an amazing woman, and it shows through in everything you do. Thank you for being you. We have an interesting show out on Sunday mornings, folks. You do want to tune into this. This is Dr. Ben Joseph. Dr. Ben Joseph has been doing radio for a while, and I love his show. I got to tell you, you really want to tune into this. This is looks like it's going to be a fantastic show, Natural Solutions Radio, every Sunday. It's starting right now at 8 a.m. Pacific time, but we might open up the schedule at 7 a.m. Pretty soon because we're looking into that possibility. Remember, it always takes a great bunch of people working with you to do the little extras, so. Now, UFO activity. Boy. That's a hotbed. Hotbed. You know, how do I put this without being too, adamant? Adamant. You know, we have extraterrestrials that have been dealing with our governments. And they don't yet seem to want to say, hey, you know, we're really sick, whacked out little aliens. Some of them. Not all of them, but a few. Come on. You know, ones that have probably inhabited our inner world or some of them. And they maybe got trapped here, you know, were emotionally devoid and made some interesting contracts with various governments and did things that karmically are holding them back still. And beyond that. But needless to say, you got these little inhabits, and they're still not coming clean, are they? Anybody see any grays out there or any those maybe even Aryans or whatever you want to call them, type of aliens that have taken you and that sat you down in a way you could realize and say, hey, you know, we're sorry, we buggered you. Or we didn't mean to play with your mind, but we did. We did it for all the right reasons, but since you're really not worth as much as your greater soul, and your greater soul somehow realizes, right, that it made this choice before it got here, and that, you know, your higher self knows, right? Right. Look, I'm a free, involatile, I'm a free, sovereign being, folks. I'm my own personage, I'm my own ego, I'm my own monad, I'm my own whatever you want to call it. I'm one of the ones of the one. And because I'm one of those ones, I'm here, and therefore I'm sacred. I'm godlike, and this is me. So, who the hell gave them, you know, the right to screw with my mind, or your mind, or anybody's mind, right? Regardless of whether they have the right intent, that's like these wackos in government. Some of them with too much money or too much power, mostly perversion. It's perverted. When you change the truth, you pervert it, and those are perverts. Okay? A pervert is a person who lies. They pervert things. They're perverters. Anyways, so you get these perversions moving around, and they don't get it. They don't get it. And so they try to control you and manipulate you, and they feel somehow justified. At that point, they don't have much of a consciousness, so how justified can they really be? Honestly, I mean, think about it. Here you've got a judgmental being doing various controlling, manipulating things, and they don't have a lot to go on. They're, you know, remember, Planet of the Apes, folks. Planet of the Apes. I mean, you got people that have lived with the same blood so long that they've never got a little intelligence mixed into it. They kept interbreeding themselves out of intelligence. And, come on. And those that didn't, well, you know, they keep up the facade in the game, and really it's kind of a joke. But, again, you know, I mean, look at the mentality of the people we're dealing with on a global scale. And these people with these that have held so tightly to these old systems that they just are so afraid to lose because they're going to lose their control. Well, when there comes a time that I see these aliens come up to me, you know, pat me on the back, you know, at least the notorious ones, and they say, you know, forgive me, you know, or forgive us. We didn't know what we were doing. We get it now. We apologize. But they don't do that. They're still secretive, like our government. So you got to add that together. What does that mean? Well, that means it's still going on, and they're using that reverse technologies and the technologies absconded with that were supposed to be made available to everybody, and they've become rich over it. Now they're using that technology to kill us. And even if they're not, they're spreading that illusion, that fear, fear, fear. Isn't that even worse? I mean, that's wacko. Again, you're dealing with, well, wackos. So some of the reports I'm getting now are kind of disturbing, even though people are standing up together more and more. I mean, wow, the world's waking. America's really the only one who hasn't really woken up, in my opinion. I mean, many countries out there have a lot easier time than us because they aren't oppressed so severely with informational bullshit. And then, it's selective. It has very little validity in facts, except for the few little stories they want to throw at you because they figure, you know, you deserve to know what's coming. Because it gets them off. Perverted. Well, now that we've discussed the criminal class at length, it's really not a whole heck of a lot to discuss there. I mean, it's disgusting, and it really doesn't leave a good flavor in my mouth. It's old, and it deals with a lot of old people, old money. It's old. It's not creative. Not anymore. Nobody's going that route. People want to see it finished, and we're going to bring it down. And I think this year you're going to see some changes in that respect. I think you're going to find that the conscious people are coming, they're coming to a point where they get to a boil. Simmering boil. I mean, I don't think it'll be violent, but remember this, folks. If I can't remove somebody who's trying to murder me peacefully, I will do so forcefully. Now, how do I extrapolate that out in today's events and carry it forward? Well, there will come a point where people will come to a simmering boil. And what they find unacceptable, they will take the physicalness, the physical action, to stop it, halt it. And they have every right to do so. And I think that you're going to find that in many ways that's going to start taking place. Because more and more of the real information is getting out there, even though it's being clouded by so much crap. It's like they think they can throw a bunch of disinformation out there into the internet and cloud everything, but you know, algorithmically speaking, honestly, folks, people can, you know, their minds are computers, they're algorithms. They look at this, they see this, they know they get it. I mean, they might be a little confused, but eventually they get to the right places they want to go and get the right information. And finally, even if it's mixed up with a lot of crap, all it does is seed this individual's passion for change. So they are almost seeding their own destruction. You know, they're going to reap what they're sowing because they really are sowing their own seeds. Everything they're doing right now, these people, nothing's, here's the beauty. Nothing's going to work like that anymore. None of that type of, understanding and mentality and intent of in doing things like that is going to hold up to human consciousness, to scrutiny. It's gone bye-bye. Okay. So, really, it doesn't matter what they engage in and how they try to twist it. It's always going to somehow end up being wrong, have the wrong result for them. It'll end up coming back to them fast, and it will have the wrong result. Follow me along on this, folks. Because it's really a simple concept. Things are moving faster, we're moving faster, the earth is vibrating faster, we got more and more information out here, more and more light energy, more and more people becoming aware of more and more paranormal, metaphysical, spiritual things, you got more programs on it, more books in the library than you can possibly imagine. Hey, we're in the health age. We're in the conscious age. We're in the age of enlightenment. We are heading towards being lighter, faster, and have a greater access to all that is, which is a greater part of ourselves. And these, I don't know, unconscious units, maybe you'd like. Maybe that's what we ought to call them. I think somebody used that word somewhere. I don't want to coin a word somebody else used. I think I've read it or heard it somewhere. I'm pretty sure. But maybe unconscious units walking around. And they somehow seem to think that these old programs that they've put in place are going to be tomorrow's future. I mean, you got to hand it to David Rockefeller and a few others. Honestly, come on. I mean, and the Kissingers, and what they've written in the past and how they feel this is all going to work out. I mean, you got some really old material, and they think it's going to spread like the new? Whoa. I mean, talking about putting a face on a dog's ass. I mean, it leads one to peculiar observations, and that's what we're seeing. Nothing's really working for them, yet they're going gangbusters, hell-bent fast, too. They're motivated. And they're running amok. Oh, hell, there's more secret stuff going on now than public. Yeah. Hell, they figured they can do it all behind closed doors now, tell you all the bullshit you want to hear, lie straight out, abscond with all your rights, and do it in the comfort of their little business administrative staffs and blah, 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 blah. I'm here to tell you, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to go over. Unacceptable. Totally unacceptable, folks. And there's too many people out there that believe that. Now, if it really does start to come to some sort of a head, then it's going to have to, you know, I'm having this feeling. It's, you know, these criminal types, them, they got to get a lot smarter, I think. Because if they truly got it, then they would stop right now, get down upon their knees and believe. How say you? How about you? You so say we all? Anybody? Anybody out there? Come on. Folks, the lines are still open, but nobody's calling me. I know there's one of you out there. There's probably somebody out there listening, isn't there? Any of you? Come on. One of you? The number is 877-876-5227. I'm in a liberal mood. So if you feel like becoming a part of entertainment, give us a call. We'll get you on the air. You can spoo too. And with that, I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to BBS Radio. an internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Shows on our network, folks. Almeen, Windows into Eternity and the Mystical World We Live In. If you folks aren't listening to those programs on Friday and Saturday night, you're missing something. If you love this network and the kind of programming we offer, well, that's some of the best. Okay? Fabulous. Beautiful day here. It really is. I mean, the sun's shining. It's gorgeous out. The sun is out. It feels vibrant and alive. The air is electrified lately. Just fabulous. Yeah, you can just sit back here and enjoy, and it's just so beautiful out there. You feel it. You feel it. There's so many people starting to see wonderful things in the new photography, digital photography and images that they're taking. And they're doing some new photographs of even the Earth, from what I understand, showing that she actually has, and believe it or not, this is what they're stating, an aura. But I mean an aura, where they can actually picture it in a digital way and capture the Earth's aura. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't know what it all means yet. Maybe I heard it wrong, but I thought that was pretty interesting. Everything's alive. Even the plants out there have auras. Auras are interesting. But I think people are starting to see more and more of these energies. I think I told people a long time ago that these orb phenomena that they saw in the major cities, when people were taking photographs of the cities and they'd see these circles all over in major cities, Canada, Europe, the US. And then the orb phenomena started a little while after that. Yeah. There was a timeline kind of here. I mean, these guys said we're coming. They said it, they first stated it in the crop circles, then they stated it in weird pictures all around the world in major cities with orbs where it couldn't have been refractions of the sunlight at all in these buildings, there are people taking pictures like, what the heck's that? And then the first few white orbs show up in digital photography, and now you've got colored ones, and now you've got pixies and all sorts of fairies and everything going on. Okay? And soon, that's going to grow. You're seeing an increase in everything. You're seeing an increase in change. You're seeing an increase in change in solar activity. You're seeing an increase in change in throughout the systems in the solar system, an increase in change in here, in our weather patterns, in us, in our genetics, and in everything. So if you're in denial yet, if you're still somewhere sitting out there going, gee, nothing special here, move along, then stick around. You got a lot of listening to do. We're the right place for you. But I think it's going to start to crescendo. And I think we've got several years yet, but it's going to keep mounting and more people see it. More and more people have experiences. More and more people will realize that there is beautiful energies here. And beautiful off-world energies, too. And those energies are loving, benevolent, hierarchical, and beautiful. And they have a way of things. And they do it with a lot of love and a lot of foresight, wisdom. And I think people are going to start coming to a point where they're going to find that they are, well, that they're part of an absolute master galactic plan. And that galactic plan and the parts of it will be known to them. The visitors will be known to them. There'll be more and more contact. It'll start to move into an open space over the next several years. I believe that. And most of it is, I believe, we're getting more and more of that because the criminal class, is still deciding that it can manipulate and control global events. Screw the free will of those that inhabit it and the denizens of it and Mother Earth herself and anything. And that is so misguided and misconstrued, not only misguided, but it's misplaced and it's not going anywhere. Again, it's always coming back to the people who are taking the steps. So they're going to end up walking in this circle that they can't get out of, and they'll be trapped there. But this world's progressing into something extremely positive. Extremely positive. People didn't come all this way for it to all end in some ball of glory, did we? Think I came here so that I can just let the whole thing go to hell, but we're all going to go to heaven in a ball of glory? Who thought that up? Who was the originator of that kind of a concept? Because I think deep down we have to do it. But we're going to get all the help we ask for. Pretty simple. Now, when I'm saying all the help we ask for, they're not going to do things for us, but they're going to definitely help in the ways that they can so that as we decide that we're going to have a healthy earth and we're going to have a healthy celebration of the integrity of all of us, then I think you're going to find that things will move along rapidly because of the help we are receiving. It's just waiting for us to claim it. In other words, there's nothing stopping you now. All you have to do is take the action, show your desire. Show your passion, show your moments of highest expression, show who you are and tell the world what you find acceptable and what you find unacceptable. And why is that? and take steps to claim back, remember, the things that you truly are. You know why we're going to win, folks? You want to know why? I'll tell you. Because you got a bunch of renegades. And these renegades are signing all sorts of documents that are saying, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can do this, we can come in there and do that. Have they done it? Have they really done it? No, they only did it in a case here and a case there, and the law courses here, and the lawsuits there, and a little guy here, and a little guy there, and then they spread that fear out like they're doing it to everybody. But in truth, I'm here, I'm spooing, and the things that I'm doing to help this peaceful movement, I am absolutely grateful I'm in a position to be able to do, and there are many people doing it, and they're not stopping anybody. You know why? They can't. There's too many of you. I'm open about it. Hey, folks, they can't do a damn thing. There's too many of us, and we want the right things to happen now. And what we know is unacceptable, what we feel is unacceptable, will no longer be tolerated. Not by me. I can't speak for you, but, we're coming to a point where that's just the norm. And there's not a damn thing these guys can do about it. Not the bankers. Not the people that are the real... Look, these aren't lizards. They're not aliens. And if they are, who gives a damn? But in truth, they're really bad people doing really bad things and possibly working with bad energies. They're bad energy. Good and bad, hey, we're in a dualistic world. I understand the non-dualistic, pure non-dualistic point of view and being out of polarity, not looking at good and bad. Yeah, I get it. But hey, folks, we're here in a physical situation. And you're dealing in a third dimensional space. You're dealing with form and substance. And therefore, you have to work with the things you got. I'm not judging the fact that they're not perfect, as we all are. I'm stating their actions, their words, are unacceptable and it's hurting others, and it won't be tolerated. Fact. So, there's too many of us. You can see that they're trying to do things in secret now and behind closed doors and trying to say, oh, we're going to take away this and take away that. And, with the new executive orders and the new laws, the new things that they're trying to enact we're trying to fight in Supreme Courts. Well, again, have they stopped really anything? No. Look around. There's more of us. There's more. And that ought to just tell you right there. They're done, and we're heading into a time of cleansing, rebirth, beauty, and unity. So if you're going to get on board the gravy train, then, at least help pass out some of the food, right? Because it's a beautiful world, and we can all do this together. Or there'll be some people that'll do it alone. Either way, it's going to get done. I just figured many people out there would really feel that, that strength, that inner strength. They are gods. Gods! You're a god man. You're God man. Now, how you live your life being a God man? Well, it's up to you. Or God woman. God this, God that. We're all so equal and yet so beautifully unique. And we're equal because we come from the same thing. The uniqueness doesn't make us any less equal. It just allows us to add a flavor, a dimension, a thought, a an experience for the Creator, which we all are. But, you know, again, I believe the Creator is its own entity, too. It's not like, hey, we're all the Creator, and it's just all us. Well, it's that, and it's also the Creator. Just like God is all of us, and yet God has His own objectives. It's its own entity. It's above, it's all that it is, and more. It's just like our higher self. You know, it's me, it's all of me in all my myriad and multidimensional ways, and yet it has its own original path, its own desires, its own goals, so that it can continue up the hierarchical. It's not really a hierarchy, but again, you're dealing with stages of vibration. So what does that mean? I guess hierarchy of some form. But it's a natural one. It's a natural hierarchy. It's not like they're lording over you because they're something other than you. On the other side, it's a natural hierarchical progression. So those are my thoughts. Now that we've gone from God-men to orbs, what else have we talked about? We've talked about the criminal class. I like to talk about them. I mean, you got to admit, more comedians talk about them on the airwaves. You know, of course, the comedians stay away from the real deal, but then they're comedians. Yeah, I mean, when you got everybody in the world saying that certain people are monkeys, I don't know. You know, I almost feel like James T. Kirk. I don't know. You know, at that point, you got to think, hey, you know, maybe I'm perceiving this guy wrong. Maybe he is a monkey. I haven't been to the zoo lately, so I don't know. Now, we've got another 12 minutes. Well, not quite. We got another 7 minutes before we bring up one of my favorite shows. You know, it's one of my favorite because the host, Iris Jackson, is... Oh, folks. Here's a lady that is beauty. You know, you want to talk about harmony and symmetry and beauty and all that implies? That is Iris Jackson. It's infectious, it's whole, it's wholesome, and it's extreme. It's bubbly, it's effervescent, it's buoyant, tune into the program. It's a lady who truly has your best interest at heart, is going to take the time to share her love with you. Miracles happen. Dreams do come true. So it's going to be coming up next, so stick around. Folks, since none of you are calling in, I'm going to take a break and we'll be back. Stick around.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on bbsradio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
Thank you. Well, hello, everybody. This is Sal Bellois, and you're listening to BBS Radio, Los Angeles, California. You can hear my tunes right here, so listen up.
Music presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, engaging music for all listeners.
We're back with you, folks. Thank you for sticking around. I love that about you people. You stick around. You know, I don't talk much about the elections, and I can't. Again, I'm kind of like, I'm repetitive, first of all, because that was my mother. She loved to beat a dead horse, and I got that carryover. It's in my gene. So when I feel passionate about something, I'm just going to beat it. Beat it to a dead horse, honestly. You can't get away from that, that's me. But as far as the elections, well, I have to beat that only a little, because we're coming up to the final moments of the show, and it's important. To me. The election is a sham. It was a sham, it is a sham. And I couldn't vote if I wanted to. I could not bear witness to a sham. I mean, I'm not going to stand as a witness to its validity. Because they have the audacity to abscond with your votes. And then turn around and give you the people they want to be in power. And then somehow believe that you, me, and everybody else are going to buy into it and feed it like it's what we wanted in the first place. Stinks. That just stinks. And, you know, you being as a voting citizen, because I am not, folks, I never, you know, I'm a landed, legal Canadian. And I do not have the right to vote. I'll tell you what. I'd be so pissed off. Whoa. Whoa. I'd even want to go find out. I'd be one of the people who want to say, how did my vote come out? I want to see my vote. We should have access to what our vote was. Right? I mean, this is such a joke that I don't even, it pains me that people are still feeding in to that mania when it's absolute crap. And I don't believe a word. And are we going to let someone take oath of office who we didn't elect? Good question. We're going to do it again and again. And this time when they openly stole it, are we going to do it even again? Tough to say, folks. I'll leave that with you because it's, you know, what people really should be doing is saying, I want an accurate recount of everything. And if one precinct was screwed with, then everything's null and void because nothing matters. If there is actual fraud and tampering in any respect, even once, then that is an election for the people, by the people. And it should be brought down to ground zero so we can have a real good look at it. Again, folks, you've been tuning in to BBS Radio. This is the TNT Hour with Don Newsom. I love you, and I hope you continue to tune in. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, Station 1. Right now we have Donna, or Iris Jackson, excuse me, coming up. Miracles Happen. It's a beautiful show. It's one you don't want to miss. So tell your friends about it. Relax around your boombox or your internet and tune in. You're going to like it.